Earners, what's up? Y'all know the adage, buy low, sell high. It's easy to say, hard to do. For example, high interest rates are crushing the real estate market right now. Demand is dropping and prices are falling, even for many of the best assets. It's no wonder the Fundrise Flagship Fund plans to go on a buying spree, expanding its billion-dollar real estate portfolio over the next few months. You can add the Fundrise Flagship Fund to your portfolio in just minutes and with as little as $10 by visiting fundrise.com/earn. That's fundrise.com/earn. Carefully consider the investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses of the Fundrise Flagship Fund before investing. This and other information can be found in the fund's prospectus at fundrise.com/flagship. This is a paid advertisement.
Earners, what's up? Look, if creating content is more than just a passion project for you, it's time to make the passion profitable. With Kajabi, you can easily diversify your revenue, build your brand, and transform your audience into loyal customers. I know firsthand how challenging it can be to juggle content creation and business development, but Kajabi makes it easy to streamline everything in one place. As a creator, you are your brand, so your business should reflect exactly what you envision. With Kajabi, not only can you build your business your way, but you can also keep every cent of what you earn. It's an all-in-one platform that lets you focus on what matters most, your content and your audience. And let's face it, we all need a little help sometimes, especially when you're a one-person show. But you don't need to hire a full-time team. You just need Kajabi. Kajabi is a leading all-in-one platform that helps creators and entrepreneurs build successful online businesses by unlocking predictable, recurring revenue. Whether you're a coach, content creator, or educator, Kajabi makes it easy to transform your skills, passions, and experiences into enriching online courses, exclusive membership sites, subscription podcasts, and more. The best part? Kajabi doesn't take a cut of your revenue. Everything you create is owned and controlled by you, so you keep 100% of what you earn. On top of that, Kajabi gives you robust analytics, easy payment options, email marketing tools, and customizable website templates, everything you need to grow your business seamlessly. And here's the thing, you don't need a massive audience to make sustainable income. Thousands of creators are making six and seven figures with Kajabi, even with less than 50,000 followers. So if you're navigating the challenges of generating revenue as a creator, Kajabi can be the game changer you need. Right now, Kajabi is offering an incredible deal, a free 30-day trial to help you kickstart your business. Just head over to kajabi.com/earn to get started. That's kajabi.com/earn. Join the creators and entrepreneurs who've made over $7 billion on their platforms and take control of your financial future with Kajabi today. Kajabi.com/earn. Don't miss out on this opportunity to turn your passion into profit.
The greater number of on-time payments that you accumulate, the more seasoned your credit profile is considered, right? And we'll get more specific with that. These timely payments form what's the basis of your borrowing power. You guys, throughout this presentation, you guys will hear me say borrowing power a lot, right? And borrowing power just means your ability to borrow. And at what terms are you able to borrow at, right? Lenders utilize this term frequently, and it just means how risky do they assume you are based on your credit profile, right? What history or what borrowing abilities or debt management skills does your credit profile speak to based on the history of your accounts, okay? So in other words, your borrowing power does not align just with your credit score. It does not necessarily align with your credit score, right? There are so many individuals who have a high credit score, good credit, or vice versa, and their borrowing power may not match their credit score, right? Because contrary to popular belief, your credit score and your credit profile are two totally separate things, right? And then another thing on top of that, lenders are not as concerned with your credit score as we are as consumers. Like we're more concerned with our credit scores. Excuse me, guys. We're more concerned with our credit scores than lenders are, right? So when you are filling out a credit application, your credit score is not the determining factor on if you'll be approved for said card or car or home, right? It has a little to do with it. However, it's never going to be the deciding factor. It's always going to be your credit profile, right? And that just means what makes up the last 7 years of how you've behaved in your credit, right? What does that speak to? The history on all of your accounts and all of that, right? Now, the total number of late payments on each of your accounts, as well as the ratio of accounts with late payments to those without, both influence your how many points you're actually getting of those 192.5. And in other words, to make it very simple, not only are you judged by how many on-time payments that you have versus missed payments, but another factor that goes into determining how many of those points that you're getting is how many accounts that you have that has never had a late payment. So let's just say you have 5 accounts on your credit report, and then 3 of them you've been late within the last 7 years. You would only have 2 accounts with a 100% positive payment history for 7 years, right? So in other words, if you want to obtain as much of these points as possible, or hopefully every single one of them, you would not only have to have no late payments for the last 7 years, right? But you can't even have like derogatory accounts, collections or charge-offs and all of that, right? Now, just to relieve you guys a little bit, you are not expected to have a perfect credit score. In fact, only 1% of the population has a perfect credit score of an 850. So you don't actually have to strive for a perfect credit score in order to have substantial borrowing power, right? And that's what I wanted to talk about today. Just little things that you can do, that you can change starting today, that'll impact your borrowing power in a positive way, okay? Now, other factors that goes into determining how many points you're getting is the time since your last missed payment, the degree of lateness. So obviously you can be 30 days late, 60 days late, 90 days late, up to 120 days late, right? The type of account that you have a late payment on. There is a hierarchy to late payments, right? A hierarchy in the sense that, for example, mortgage accounts, late payments on mortgage accounts are considered the worst type of late payment. So if you have a mortgage and you have a late payment, that's going to weigh more heavily in a negative way on your borrowing power and your credit score than if you were late on, let's say, a credit card, right? So the hierarchy is mortgage accounts. Those are the top dog. Auto loans, revolving accounts, which are credit cards, and then retail accounts. So those are going to be like your furniture accounts. If you have a retail credit card or something like that, those are like considered, you know, low level accounts. Therefore, their late payments, of course, still does affect you, but it impacts you less than the other account types. Okay. Again, how many on-time payments you add to your payment bank will speak more to your borrowing power. So the more on-time payments that you have, the better your credit profile is, right? Here's the tip. The top 1% of borrowers, 1%, meaning like obviously they get the top offers. The top 1% of borrowers have successfully made more than 500 on-time payments on their credit profile, right? Remember that 500 number, because just a little tidbit trick between me and you, the second that your credit profile records 500, at least 500 payments within the last 7 years, you immediately, your credit profile gets taken up to the top threshold. The contingency is if you, like, this does not work if you've had a collection within the last 24 months, okay? Now, if you have had a collection within the last 24 months, your credit profile will still be ranked higher than what it would have before you had 500 payments. But if you don't have a collection within the last 24 months, that is a sort of like cheat code, right? It's a cheat code in order to take your credit profile to what's probably a lower level based on whatever your credit profile looks like, immediately to the top, ranked amongst the top borrowers, right? And there are tiers when it comes to borrowing power, right? Like two people can apply for the same application. They can even have identical credit scores, but they're not going to have the same borrowing power, right? Like one may get approved for $1,000, one may get approved for $500. And how much you're approved for is determined off certain things that you have shown on your credit profile. And in this example, the goal should always be at least 500 payments within the last 7 years, right? And that sounds like a lot, but it's not a lot, because I already done it. I did a calculation for you. All you have to do is have 6 accounts, which will record 72 payments per year towards your payment history for 7 years. So if you maintain 6 if you maintain at least 6 accounts, and if you have student loans, like this is very easy to do. If you maintain at least 6 accounts for, you know, over the course of 7 years, then you'll get your 500 payments. Now, obviously, if you have more accounts than that, then you'll reach it faster, right? But that's one of the for sure ways to ensure that you are getting, depending on the rest of your profile, most, if not all of those 192.5 points, right? So that's sort of a way to make your credit profile resilient, right? Like if you are getting most of those points or all of those points, things are not going to impact you as much as they would impact someone else that's not getting all of the payment history points, because it is the largest factor of your credit score and it lends more than any other category, right? So remember that 500 payments will automatically make your credit profile considered experienced. Automatically. It's not an opinion thing. It's statistically, if you have 500 one-time payments, obviously not late payments, so 500 one-time payments recorded, which again, in the last 7 years, your credit profile will automatically be considered experienced, okay? And make sure they're on primary accounts. So if it's an authorized user account, they don't impact your borrowing power the same. So make sure you are doing these with primary accounts, okay?
People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Terms and conditions apply.
Refresh your home today at Menards with window images, blinds, and shades. We have everything you need for updating your window treatments. We carry vinyl, aluminum, and Bowood blinds, cellular shades, and more. Save big on window treatments at Menards. Plus, get them cut to width in-store for free. Visit Menards.com and view our entire selection of window treatments today. Plus, the weekly flyer and other great deals going on now. Save big.